This episode is brought to you by Progressive. What would you do with an extra $700? Buy a plane ticket? Pay down your student loan? Treat yourself to those shoes you've been eyeing. With Progressive, you can find out. Drivers who switch and save an average of $699 a year on car insurance. Get your quote online at progressive.com and see how much you could be saving.
To Amazing Avenue of Conversation. My name is Brian Salvatore, and I am thrilled to say that my guest this week is none other than Noah Syndergaard. I usually do a bit of a preamble here to introduce the guest, but y'all know who Noah is. Let's not waste any more time. Let's get right to it. All right, I am joined today by Noah Syndergaard. You all know him. I don't need to give him an introduction, but I will anyway. He's a starting pitcher for the New York Mets. He is called Thor by some. He is one of the most exciting players in baseball, and he is doing a really cool promotion with Great Clips coming up next week to benefit some New York City schools. So, Noah, first of all, thank you for coming on the show. And second of all, can you tell us a little bit about this promotion?
Yeah, partnered with Great Clips to just help get back to some underprivileged families and kids with some help with some school supplies and some meals as well. We're trying to fundraise up to $400,000 by September 5th, and on actually September 8th, and on September 5th, I'll be going to a public school here in Hell's Kitchen to help out, pass on some things there, and just kind of spread some awareness to it.
That's great. If our listeners want to donate, where can they donate?
By downloading the Great Clips app and checking in there.
Awesome. I will make sure to do that myself, and I encourage all of our listeners to do the same. So, Noah, I want to talk about your baseball beginnings a little bit. I know you grew up in Texas, outside of Arlington, and so I presume that you grew up a Rangers fan, or at least watching a lot of Rangers games. Who was the player that, for you, was the guy that was, like, your guy? You know, my guy was Ken Griffey Jr. when I was 10. You know, who was your guy in baseball growing up?
I guess the guy I idolized most, but I didn't actually watch really growing up, is Nolan Ryan. But in terms of, like, actual Rangers that I liked watching growing up, man, honestly, I don't know if you remember that guy's name. It was Hank Blaylock, but I thought he had the coolest swing. So I really liked him a lot. Michael Young, of course, Rusty Greer, Juan Gonzalez, Pudge, of course, Rafael Palmeiro. I think that's about it, but it's really Hank Blaylock. I even tried to, like, wear my pants like him.
I'm hearing a lot of offensive players there, not so many pitchers. When you were younger, were you more interested in being a hitter than being a pitcher?
I guess a little bit of both, but I mean, the guy I like watching the most in terms of pitching was probably Josh Beckett.
What was it about his pitching style that you appreciated, and is there anything that you see from yourself that reminds you of Josh Beckett?
Well, I guess you could say our pitching styles were a bit similar. He was from Texas as well, big, tall, hard-throwing pitcher. Yeah, I guess we could say we were pretty similar in that regard.
I was checking out the Wikipedia page for Mansfield, your hometown, a couple days ago, preparing for this interview. I noticed there are a number of professional athletes that came from that town, a couple of baseball players, a couple of football players. Was the culture growing up very much focused on sports, and did you play against some of those guys who would go on to be pros themselves?
Sports in Texas, especially high school sports, are huge, whether it's football, basketball, baseball. You always get like a handful of five-star recruits in any of those sports from Texas. Jordan Walden, who is a closer for the Angels for a good bit with the Braves and Cardinals. Him and I are still pretty close. I'm trying to think who else. I think, I don't know if he's still playing football, but Stephon Taylor was the running back for the Cardinals. He went to Stanford. I'm trying to think if I'm missing him. There's a couple guys. One guy plays for the Reds, and he's TJ Antone. But he's still in AAA, I believe. And then I think that's, I'm blanking right now on some others, but yeah, for the most part, yeah, Texas just eats, breathes, and sleeps sports.
Well, you know, you're one of the most interesting professional athletes that I follow on Twitter and Instagram, because it seems like you really enjoy your time outside the field as well. I love looking at the meals that you post on Instagram, and I get insanely jealous that I can't afford to eat like that all the time. So when did you become a foodie? What was the first restaurant you went to, you know, in New York maybe, that was like, oh my goodness, this is a totally different type of food than I'm used to?
I guess you could say I got it from my parents. I mean, who doesn't love food, to be honest? But, you know, ever since I've taken my first step into New York City, I've just fallen in love with it. The energy, the vibe itself, you know, especially me coming from a small town in of Mansfield, Texas, it's quite the culture shock. But I, you know, just really love spending time around New York City, whether it's just walking the streets of Soho around the neighborhood, or you know, indulging in some really good food. It's just I'm extremely blessed to be at this moment in my life.
What was the biggest change when you moved to New York? What was the thing that you noticed, like, oh my goodness, this is very different than where I'm from?
Probably the amount of time it takes to travel 1 mile for the most part.
Yeah, that's, I would imagine that would be quite different than what you're used to. So let's talk about this season. You know, you guys are pushing towards a playoff run right now. The team has been so much fun to watch. You had an amazing couple of starts, but especially the start you just made last week where you were perfect through five innings. What kind of energy are you feeling at the ballpark right now? Well, I haven't been to a game in a few weeks, but watching the games on TV, listening on the radio, it seems like the crowd is just so into it. How fun is it to pitch in that kind of an environment?
Well, the crowd and our team in general kind of just treats every game like a playoff scenario, because the teams we're playing against for this last stretch of the season are, for the most part, teams that are competing for a playoff spot as well. So we just got to continue to play good baseball. You know, we kind of had a rough series against the Braves, but that could have mainly been because we had those primarily two long games against the Indians, but we were able to have an off day yesterday, recharge the batteries a bit, and really take on the Cubs tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a great, great series in New York tonight. How do you feel that you're pitching right now? You know, the season has really come into focus the last few weeks for you. What feels different for you now than maybe, you know, a few months ago when you weren't pitching quite at this, you know, consistently elite every start level?
I think it is kind of the All-Star break allowed me to, you know, reset mentally and physically. It just feels like I couldn't run away from that first half fast enough. But I was able to learn from it. I mean, adapt, evolve into a more rounded pitcher. I think it's always good to have those moments of struggle because they really teach you some true character about yourself. But yeah, for the most part now, I just try to go out there, and my main focus is winning every pitch. It kind of simplifies the game for me and slows the game down, because there'd be times where I'd be in the first inning and I'd already be thinking about how am I going to get through seven.
Right.
So that really helped the mental side of things.
Now, you're one of the funnier athletes that I follow on social media. You're always quick with a joke. You have a hilarious feud going on with Mr. Met consistently. Who is one of your teammates that is surprisingly funny? Like, who's the funniest guy in the clubhouse?
Let me think for a minute. I would probably say Todd Frazier is a riot. He's for anybody that knows him would definitely agree with me. He just has tons of energy, first and foremost. But I respect the man a lot in terms of his just veteran leadership and his overall baseball knowledge. Blessed him, have him as a teammate. But for the most part, he brings a lot of energy. He's super funny, and he's just a great clubhouse guy.
You guys look like you're having so much fun on the field right now, and that's really infectious for us fans watching the game. And so on behalf of the fans, I wanted to say continued good luck. Have a great rest of the season. We're looking forward to seeing you guys play against the Cubs this week. and make sure all of our fans out there go download the Great Clips app and donate to this wonderful cause. Noah, thank you so much for your time. Have a wonderful rest of the season, and let's go Mets.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thanks again to Noah for coming on the show. We truly appreciate it. You can find him on Twitter at Noah Syndergaard or on Instagram at N Syndergaard. You can find this show, Amazing Avenue in Conversation, as part of the Amazing Avenue family of podcasts over at AmazingAvenue.com. We have more than just podcasts, though. We have game recaps, news, minor league stuff, anything you can want as a Mets fan, we have it over at AmazingAvenue.com. Amazing Avenue is also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Shockingly enough, at Amazing Avenue. You can follow me on Twitter at Brian Needs an App. You can get this show from Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you get podcasts. Check it out. And until next time, let's go Mets.
Hi, I'm Amanda Clute, editor-in-chief of Eater.
And I am Daniel Janine, a producer here at Eater.
And we are here to tell you about our brand new podcast, Eater's Digest.
Every week on the show, we dive into the weirdest, funniest, and most important stories in the world of food.
With the inside scoop from the biggest names in the industry and expert insights from the Eater newsroom.
It's a really fun time, so I would say subscribe to Eater's Digest for free today on Apple Podcasts or in your favorite podcast app.